President Bush is out campaigning this week before heading to New York to accept his party's nomination. Today he was in Nashville, speaking to the National Convention of the American Legion. And in a sharp turn from remarks he made in an interview yesterday, Mr. Bush said the U.S. will win the war on terror.
In this different kind of war, we may never sit down at a peace table, but make no mistake about it, we are winning. And we will win.
Yesterday on NBC, when he was asked about the war on terror, Mr. Bush said, "I don't think you can win it." NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president. He says the Bush campaign is trying to limit the fallout from that remark.
The White House clearly feels it's important to clarify what the president said yesterday on the Today Show. And yesterday all day, it was Mr. Bush's aides who were the ones doing the clarifying. They were talking about what he really meant, how this is a war that's not like other wars. You won't have a conventional surrender or a peace treaty signed. And that's what they say he was referring to. Today, the president used this speech before this big convention of veterans to really do the clarifying himself, to try to put to rest any doubt about where he stands, any doubt that may have been created by his comments. And he, in this speech, did make the point repeatedly. We just heard the tape separately. He said, "We meet today in a time of war for our country, a war we did not start, yet one that we will win." Those words, "we will win." He also made the point with Senator John McCain at his side, who spoke to the convention last night and made the case for the war in that speech before the Republican delegates.
It was a comment from yesterday that the Democrats certainly jumped all over. John Edwards saying this is no time to declare defeat.
Exactly, and the Democrats were portraying President Bush as a flip-flopper, to use one phrase, on this most important of issues, the war on terror, an issue that has really been a foundation of the president's reelection effort.
The president leaves Nashville, Don, and where does he go after that?
To Iowa. There's an event at a farm there. Iowa, of course, is a swing state. Then after that, it's on to Pennsylvania this evening, another swing state. He'll be in the Harrisburg area where, oddly enough, he'll attend something that's being called a family-style picnic. Nothing particularly unusual about that, except it's a Tuesday night, and he'll be there at 9:30 at night on a Tuesday evening for this family picnic in Pennsylvania.
President gearing up for his speech on Thursday. Tonight, it's Laura Bush's turn at the convention.
That's right, and we're told the president will do a live satellite intro. He'll introduce his wife live via satellite, then he'll watch before heading back to the White House. He gets back to the White House very late tonight, well past his usual early bedtime, and then he gets to New York on Wednesday night.
NPR's Don Gagne traveling with the president. Don, thanks very much.
My pleasure.